I guess having lived with this for 40 years, I'd have to say it's my favorite.
The thing Bill Millis has been living with for 40 years is love. In fact, puppy love. The instantly recognizable painting captures a young boy with his arm around a pigtail girl's waist, sitting on a sagging wooden plank bench staring off into the moon. As the Norman Rockwell Museum's chief curator Stephanie Plunkett explains, the two youngsters are solely each other's focus as they stare at that big wheel of cheese in the sky.
Their simple fishing gear, a branch equipped with line and a blue and orange bobbin, has been placed down behind them. Enwrapped as they are not aware that their bait is escaping from their can, or that the dog, now a third wheel, gazes longingly out of the canvas.
The image, also known as Boy and Girl Gazing at Moon, was created for the cover of the April 24, 1926 issue of the Saturday Evening Post. Recently, it has resurfaced in the form of artistic parodies and a 2010 Google Doodle celebrating Rockwell's birthday. And in 1975, it drew the attention of Millis, then in his mid-20s.
But I had written Mr. Rockwell back and forth as a 25-year-old, and he'd always write me back, and I loved his works. It sort of personified what I, how I felt about this country. And I, one time I remember writing him and asking him if there were ever, you know, originals for sale.
Millis says Rockwell wrote back saying there was an upcoming sale at the Bernard Dannenberg Galleries in New York City. So Millis traveled from his home in High Point, North Carolina, up to the Big Apple for a private tour with Rockwell's friend Martin Diamond the night before the sale. And that's when he saw Puppy Love for a price tag of $27,000.
I said, can you hold it for me till Monday? I'll take it.
So why that one?
You know, the little boy and the little girl and the dog, and I'm a fisherman, and probably reminisced about some old girlfriends and, or dating my wife. And, you know, I don't remember exactly, but I'm sort of a romantic at heart.
Seeing recent record sale prices of Rockwell's works at auction, some rising to $46 million, the romantic at heart was tested. Millis had in his will that the painting would go to the Norman Rockwell Museum, but says he agonized over selling it to help a ministry build churches around the world. In the end, he decided to donate it to the Stockbridge Museum, to much appreciation from director and CEO Lori Norton Moffat. She says expressing the transitional moments of life was a hallmark of Rockwell.
Rockwell's real love for people, I think, allowed him to see with such a sensitive eye the important moments in our lives, and sometimes the moments that are really quite private that most people wouldn't take the time to observe or have a chance to see.
The museum is home to about 800 original Rockwell works. Now with 34 Saturday Evening Post covers, it has about 10% of the originals the artist painted for the influential magazine. And as for Millis, well, he has another painting to fill his wall, but what he's most looking forward to is seeing Puppy Love next to other Rockwell greats with his four daughters.
Nothing will replace Puppy Love, but that's okay. We'll have it to come view in Stockbridge.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
I guess the Red Line Inn is still operating.